Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tippy Talk. We have something today to talk about, which is probably one of the most important subjects and something I've been obsessed about for the last few months. And as you know, when you think about something and you engage in getting more information, it comes to you on all kinds of levels and all kinds of things. So if you're interested in your own brain and you want to know maybe how it works or doesn't work, how to regenerate it, how to connect, and how to rejuvenate, this is definitely the show for you, because today we have Julie Renee Doering joining us, and I am so grateful for that. Julie Renee has published 12 books besides the book that we're going to be talking about mostly, which is about brain rejuvenation and the thing about the rejuvenation and the cellular neogenesis brain studies and the improvement of the brain that I love the most is that it's non-surgical, no drugs, no dietary ways to regenerate, and that it does so much as far as memory, as far as outlook, sleep, speech, so many different things that it affects. For me personally, I don't even take Tylenol or aspirin because it's drugs. And yeah, I know it's boring, but it kind of turns me off. Dietary ways of regenerating your body or your brain, I don't mind so much, but hey, it's so much easier when you don't have to change your diet. So I'd like to welcome Julie today, because I can talk right now about what she does for an hour or 2 hours. It still won't cover everything. So I'd like you to hear it from Julie's own mouth. Thank you so much, Julie Renee, and thank you for joining us here on Tippy Talk. Welcome.
It's a pleasure to be here. It's really fun.
And it's really, the timing is amazing, because I don't know, when you look for something, you feel like the whole world is looking for it at the same time. And the tiny little bit that I've learned about the brain is so fascinating in the sense that we really don't know much yet. As much as we do know, we really don't know that much.
Yeah.
And so what made you interested? What made you kind of go towards that kind of study?
Oh, well, gosh, I had two traumatic brain injuries. And those really, the first one scrambled up my brain, and I went through like 8 hours of brain testing to see what was happening with my brain, and I was a very high IQ. But the second one, actually, I was hit by a car and actually died and then came back. But my right frontal lobe and neocortex, and then my back of my brain, both front and back, were damaged. And so I couldn't really remember even my name back, you know, like 5 minutes.
Wow.
I'd say something and 5 minutes later I'd say the same thing. And I had to just like set alarms to remind myself that I had started making a cup of tea or something. I couldn't, I just had no, my brain was just, and I really want multitask my brain. That I brought in as I was regenerating my own body, and began to work with my brain and really see huge improvements. Began to work with my clients. I was working with the same technique in their organs and their glands and their systems, and eventually started working with their brain. And that was about 6 years ago, maybe seven at the most, that I started doing some brain regeneration with individuals. And then about three, maybe 4 years ago, I was wondering, I wonder if this same technique could apply if we did it in a group. And we started experimenting. It was exhausting for me when I started, you know, with a group. But by the time last year came around, I had really refined it and was really able to work with 200 students and do a brain regeneration beautifully without any difficulty. So it just, it took some refining on how to do it and energetically, how to keep the energy high with the group, and then to, you know, really enjoy their comments as they progressed through the 6 months of regeneration, the process. So that was super wonderful to be following people and seeing what was improving or have a setback and what shifted for them and how that happened, why it happened. A lot in that process.
Mm-hmm. So when you say brain regeneration, what exactly do you mean by that?
We're working with the stem and the master cells. We're doing cellular neogenesis. We're bringing the stem and master cells in the brain to 100% function, matching them up with a divine human blueprint. So it's kind of like an overlay in a way. There's a you, a blueprint that's in its perfected state, and then there's the physical you that's not necessarily perfect. And what we're doing is using an intention with the mind and then a hand movement. We have quite a bit of charting, so that intention is a big intention with a chart. And we're using a hand movement called the quantum pump, and there are different quantum pumps for each different process that we do. And we're pumping into the field of transformation, the quantum field of transformation. I also call it the quantum field of pleasure because it's above unconditional love. So it's the joy field. Until we energetically test, so using kinesiology, which is muscle testing, until we test that we've gotten them to 100%. Once they're at 100%, that means 100% function, everything in the cell, the little organelles and the DNA and the nucleus and the mitochondria, everything's pumped up to 100%. Then we do a mirroring process, and we create a nice environment for the cell regeneration by mirroring to all the surrounding cells that surround the stem and master cells. And then finally, we do the cascade of new cell growth, and that started in the mitochondria. The mitochondria looks like a little caterpillar inside the cell. It's kind of, it's cute. It's a little like angleworm caterpillar. And I have this funny image of tickling its belly and out spurts a bunch of new cells at 100%.
Okay. Uh-huh. I like that it's cute.
Yeah. It's, you know, I'm so funny. I see a lot of my images I see in cartoons when I'm looking at things. And I think my mind, I saw a lot of stuff. I'm very clairvoyant, and I saw a lot of kind of scary stuff, and I talked to God and said, I don't want to see anything scary looking, so everything I get now I look at, it's all in cartoony, cute pictures, so I like it. It makes me happy. And then after after that cascade of new cell growth, that continues on for about 190 days, and we kept in touch. The only things that people were asked to do is stay positive, accelerate the water. They should be drinking 2 to 4 ounces every half an hour of water, so keeping the brain and the new cells hydrated. And just avoid things that would kill brain cells, which are pain medications like narcotics and strong alcohol. You could have half a glass of wine without any problem, but if you had strong alcohol, that could kill brain cells and tell the brain that you didn't want to regenerate. So, and then meditating a half an hour a day using one of our meditations. And that was it. And we saw 15 to 38% improvement in different areas of the brain just in a one-time group process that continued on for another 6 months. Huge, huge leaps in so many areas. It was really wonderful.
Wow. Boy, you said right now to ask me 25,000 questions here, but I'm going to maybe bring it down to an idiot proof because this is new to me, and I'm sure it's new to the people that are listening too. So we're talking about cellular neogenesis brain study, which is basically a way to regenerate your brain, to reactivate your brain so that they not leave the dead or damaged or basically need to be revived, right? That's what you're talking about. And
right.
What
we're getting the cellular body, the cellular brain to go up to 100% function. That's what we're doing. We're working with the cells in the brain.
Right. How much percent function are they in?
On average?
Normally.
On average, because I've read over 5,000 brains, and meaning I did kinesiology and tested for brain function, and somewhere between 9 and 27% is normal setting of the cells. Yeah, it's pretty low. And then once you've done the brain regeneration, if you're doing it in a group, it's not a costly process. You can do it more than once. So you can do it, get the 15 to 35% or 38% improvement, and then do it again. And that's what I recommend. I recommend that people continue on the path and just keep doing it until they've gotten it to the level of it's 100%. There are a variety of things that happen. I think we do deep clearings for people. When we increase water intake, the neurotransmitters begin to function better. Neurotransmitters need water to bring the information from one part of the brain to the other. And one of the things that I've noticed with cognitive decline is simply that people aren't drinking water properly. You have to think we don't have a bladder up by our head. We have a bladder is down at the bottom part of our body. So if we're not putting water into our body every 45 minutes to hour, and I say half an hour, but after about an hour, you're beginning to dehydrate and dry out. And you can imagine over the years, if you're doing that over the years, the neurotransmitters, which are responsible for communication, dry out. They stop making their connections. So simply by adding water, you're going to see an improvement. Then the cell function improvements are dramatic, but also the clearings are dramatic. One of the things that people love is we do a very deep hour and a half clearing before we start the cell regeneration, and that quiets the mind. So if you've had a monkey mind that's chattering at you all the time, that goes away. That noisy mind goes away. Another thing that people have noticed is when that noisy mind goes away, addictions fall away. So I had a lady who was a nurse. She was actually a nurse, and she'd been smoking since she was 16, and she was like 51. And she did the brain regeneration the next day. She was done smoking. She didn't have a craving. She didn't want it anymore. She just quit. So it's interesting. Mm-hmm. I've had numerous people say, well, I certainly didn't expect this, but my bladder works better. After the brain regeneration, I have control of my bladder. It works normal again. So we know that the brain is so responsible for everything that's going on in the body. Once it's really cleared deeply with a clearing, the cells are regenerated. It's nurtured properly. It's in the right environment. We're doing the regular meditations and water. We know we're going to get a great result. And since I've been doing it for years, we've got a real rock-solid formula that works 100% of the time. It works for everyone. I would say that advanced Alzheimer's and dementia, if the spirit of the person isn't there anymore, it would be really hard for them to get an improvement because they need to be participating. They need to be active in the process.
You have a very soothing voice, as I can definitely see you doing. Like, just listening to you makes me more relaxed, more into listening mode. But you said something about we start with a clearing. And basically what you're saying really is that just adding water every hour would make a difference in itself if you did nothing else. But then you talk about that you start, before you even start, you do clearing. Can you elaborate on what that means? People who are not sure what clearing is.
Yeah. Well, and it's part of our formula. So we have a clearing chart and a clearing statement. So the first thing that we start with is right, permission, and ability to fully and completely, in all aspects of my blueprint, regenerate my brain to 100%, removing any and all degeneration conditions and illnesses related to poor function of my brain. And then we'll do removing the nature of, which might be domination, suppression, and control. It could be a bunch of different things. And then from there, we have a chart that's 5 pages long. It's got about 2,000 things on it, I think. And from emotions to timeline stuff and, I don't know, you know, many, many, many things. It's got anchors, things that anchor problems, spiritual interferences. It has waves, transmissions, and frequencies, so stuff that's been being broadcast out from the government, or could even be like 5G, could be, you know, different kinds of transmissions being put out. So we clear that. We do a hand movement and an intention. We clear that chart so that it's to zero for everyone in the group. And that really soothes the nervous system. People get very relaxed and happy. Things really shift for people. And that's where we want to be when we start the regeneration. We want to be in the parasympathetic nervous system, which is a system of regeneration. You can do regeneration down and dirty. You can be all stressed out, but you're not going to get the best result. The best result is going to come when you're in the parasympathetic system that your body is set up to receive the information. That's one of the beautiful things about what we're doing with the energetic technologies, the quantum shifts that we're doing. We're setting up the body so it can integrate it. There are so many systems that cause trauma and healing crises, and people can't integrate them. So I make sure every step of the way, just like you're saying, you're feeling very relaxed with my voice, I make sure every step of the way that you're easily able to integrate something. You're not going to get sick from something. The only thing that I do notice with, like, people especially who have had traumatic brain injuries, that have had strokes or whatever, something serious, is that they'll be sleepy. Mm-hmm. That's not a side effect or anything. They'll be sleepy for up to 10 days. They'll need some extra naps. And the reason for that is the brain, when it sleeps, is regenerating. It doesn't regenerate when it's awake. And so the body is in high gear for regeneration, and they'll feel like they need naps. And I say just go for the naps those first 10 days if your body's telling you to, because that means the cell growth is happening more rapidly. And we love that. That's a good result.
Wow, so it sounds like a really huge, complex program, basically designed just to tap into the brain, and through the brain, it affects every other part of your body. Did I get that right?
It does. In this process, yes, the brain regeneration is for the brain only, and it affects all areas of the body. But I take it many steps further, because those people who went through the brain regeneration had a choice to have their whole body regenerated over the course of the year. So we have a program called Energize that takes them through. We regenerate all the systems of the body, including hair, skin, and nails. We go through each system one month at a time. So we do a 3-hour regeneration each month and go through to highly improve using the clearing and cellular neogenesis, the function of the entire body. And people grow younger, healthier, more flexible. We have miracle after miracle, pages and pages of people reporting their miracles. But what I want to say is miracles are natural and normal, and they're supposed to happen every day. They're not supposed to be a big surprise. And we have, you know, thousands of miracles on our website.
Oh, I like that. Miracles are natural. And they're there, but basically, if that's the way it is, then people just don't see them. But they're always there. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think, and I also think that it depends on if you're, how do I want to say this? I want to say something that's more kind of my jargon. If your mindset is set to receive miracles, and you're aware, you're going to be open to it, you're grateful for them, you're going to receive a lot more miracles than if you're really plugged into negative news and pessimism. You're likely not going to be experiencing many miracles. So the miracles you'll experience are like overcoming some terrible trauma or something like that. But the mindset and the energetic setting of gratitude, of appreciation, of profound love, of feeling blessed, really amplifies more of that blessing. We come with a miraculous system. We're meant to regenerate and heal and live hundreds of years. And I think that's one of the things I've come really to share and mentor humanity in, is we're on the wrong track in some ways, in that we are looking at all the negatives. This actually, I know that we feel like when we're watching the news, which I haven't watched the news in 6 or 7 years, so I don't know what's going on. But the news
Me too.
Is a negative, it's a negative stream. And
yes.
People think that this is the worst time to be alive on the planet, but it turns out that it's one of the best times to be alive on the planet, that it's really much more peaceful than any other time in history. And, you know, the Dark Ages and, you know, all the different ages of humanity, this is one of the most blessed periods. And I think the news focuses in on negative things and sensational things and frightening things. And so then we get kind of trapped in a low loop. And what I want to say is, if we can turn that around, turn off the news, and go for a walk in nature and listen to the birds and the squirrels and whatever is making noise in your neighborhood or in your forest, and align with the divine, align with our beauty, our joy. I think the other thing, we get involved in the frenetic field, and that's the field of news and social media and texting and emails and responding and responding and responding. And it takes 24 minutes for your brain and body to shift back into a relaxed state after being just checking your social media. It takes 24 minutes. So then I stay out of the frenetic field much of the day. I think people don't actually realize what they're doing to themselves, that they put themselves in that frenetic field, which means they're not in the state of regeneration, the parasympathetic system, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, you're totally right. People do not realize it. But I'm not sure it would change much, even if they realize it, because at this point they're probably too addicted to it. Because I know when I made a decision to leave my phone in the car when I get out of the car, just for a little while, so that when I'm running around, in between driving and not driving, my phone won't be with me. And I literally felt like part of my body was missing. That's how difficult it was. And I would keep reaching for my phone, like for the time, for a text, for whatever. It's a lot harder than I thought it would be to do it. I'm doing it because I realize the benefit of that, but I don't know that it's something that's going to be spread far and wide, unless you succeed in convincing people that they don't have to have the phone with them everywhere they go.
Yeah, I think you have to develop a discipline and a protocol and not rely on willpower. Because, you know, when you have addictive, compulsive, obsessive behaviors, it's not overcome by willpower. It's overcome by routines and patterns. And so you make a discipline of, yours was leaving the phone in the car. Someone else's might be putting the phone in the back seat and shutting it off when you're driving around so you don't pick it up in the car. And maybe you need it for your meeting, but you shut it off while you're in the meeting. You know, I don't know. Or maybe it's that you only check at 9 o'clock in the morning and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You know, like you have, I have now developed a protocol my staff, I have 12 people working for me, are to send me emails at 1 o'clock. And between 1 and 4, I will check in and answer all questions. But I'm not on call all day long checking emails and, you know, responding to social media and texts and everything like that. We've kind of got a protocol of sanctuary time where I can create and teach and write books and, yeah.
And be yourself. So it's about developing a protocol, which I love, because then you're not just thrown into the sucked into the phone or on TV or the screen or whatever. You actually have time, like you said, to regenerate and to be able to be creative. That's really amazing. So what I'm getting the sense is that your program is wrapped around with a lot of different things. You talked about intention. You talked about creating charts, which is more like planning. You talked about the hand movement and the pump, which I'm not sure what that means, but it's a physical movement that you make.
It's a physical movement. I think, you know, when I think about what Christ came to do, he taught prayer and contemplation. Prayer and contemplation. And I think that ours really lines up with that in many ways. The charting is contemplation. It's like me tuning in, what are the blockages that are causing this problem? And then the prayer, the hand movements, just like Christ taught how to put your hands together and connect with the divine, I think the hand movements connect with the divine field. They connect with the field of oneness. So I really feel that they go very, very hand in hand with kind of the format that most holy people have brought in. That is, you know, it's a way of connecting with yourself deeply and with the divine deeply to transform.
Right. Sounds like also it's a way to connect with your spirit, and through that, you're healing your physical through your spiritual. That's what it sounds like to me, because it's a spiritual connected with the physical. You can't really cut off your physical in one side and put your spiritual on the other side. And, and then you talked about, right?
I was just going to expand on that a little bit. We look at the whole blueprint, perception, essence, which is spirit, matter, the physical body and energy, the aura and all of the field surrounding it. So, yes, that's right. So even a little bit more depth in that idea.
Right. And then you talked about mirroring and new cell growth and mitochondria and also coming down to really putting water in your system. Neurotransmitters, how they need the water. You talked about so many things. So before I ask you what your message is that you would like to leave the world with, somebody wants more of what you do, and somebody wants to experience what it's like to actually go through regenerating your brain cells, where can they find you?
Well, go to julierenee.com/quietmind, and that will get you a first quick meditation, a quieting meditation. And it'll get to a little PDF on how the brain regeneration works. And that gets you connected with me. And then you can work one-to-one with me, or you can come through our Energize group, which is full body regeneration, or the Pure Potential group, which is our community program, which is fantastic.
Great. So don't watch the news. Go to Julie Renee Doring.
Julierenee.com/quietmind. Quiet mind.
Always.
That gets you that gift.
I think that's quiet mind. I think that's a great protocol. Whenever you get the urge to watch the news, just go to julierenee.com and explore that site. And maybe one day you might want to be quiet mind, and next day you want to, you know, explore other things.
Because there's
nothing more precious than your brain, really. And if you're not going to take some time to really focus in on your brain and nurture it, then you're missing out on the possibility of rejuvenating a part of your body that is begging for it. I think for you, because you experienced the brain trauma that you went through, you kind of were thrown on top of it. You almost had no choice. Say, okay, am I going to live here with these brain problems, or am I going to do something to get over it?
Yeah.
So,
I think it's really fantastic for high-level performers. Jack Canfield went through the program, and he loved it and had improvements in all areas of his life, not just his body, but all areas of his life got better. So I see it for people who are at the top of their game. Maybe they're feeling like a little sluggish or things are a little bit slowing down, and they want to stay at the top of their game. And I see it for people who have had brain traumas as being fantastic. So it really works for everybody. I've even done children who were born with cognitive deficits where they only advanced to age 5 or 6 and then stopped, or autistic children. We've had incredible success with autism. Strokes, incredible success with strokes. So it really, it's not a one-size-fits-all because those clearing charts are different, but the process of cell regeneration, once you've done the clearing charts, the cell regeneration is a one-size-fits-all. It's for every single person who lives on the planet and wants to love and live in their brain for a long time.
What age would you say is a good age to start this program?
Oh, you know, we've had people in their 20s do it. And I've done it on little kids who have autism. So I don't know. Our average following is between 40 and 70. I think we have about 80% women and 20% men. But that's just probably because of my own age, you know, that's who it's appealing to right now. And I think that when we're getting around 40, that maybe hormones are shifting and we've maybe been on the computer too much or whatever, and we're starting to notice things a little bit slowing down. Really, I've taken quite a few children through who have autism, and some kids have actually been able to totally mainstream, go to a normal lifestyle. So that's pretty exciting, too, that the technique really geared to the right, you know, doing the right clearings, and then the activations really helps.
That's
so every
fantastic
age, really, every age.
Oh, okay. And I just want to let everybody know that this is your opportunity. We're talking to somebody that's not just saying it. You're actually guaranteeing 90. You've had 99% success rate. And if you guys don't know who Julie Renee Doering is, she was a mentor to the mentors, and you work with luminaries like Jack Canfield, Marcy Shimov, actress Barbara Niven, and a lot of other celebrities. So you've been around for a long time. You've done a lot of work, and if you can give that kind of percentage, that kind of success, it's almost failure proof, isn't it?
Yeah. You're telling me. I've been around a long time. I actually have. I'm almost 30 years in the business, so I've been around a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I adopted a baby girl 3 years ago, and I'm 62. I'm waiting for the next baby to come. And I just, I think we need to live as if we're going to live hundreds of years. Own our body, take really good care of it, and give ourselves huge challenges so that we stay in the game and we play full out.
Mm-hmm.
It's not time to slow down when you get to 50 or 60. It's time to re-engage and get stronger and more committed to your life, whatever that is.
Yeah, like they say, 60 is the new 40, right?
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I don't know if I put that one. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, definitely not time to sit back. And honestly, I don't even think I'm ever going to retire, not when I'm 60, not when I'm 70, not when I'm 80. I think retiring and just stop doing everything and sitting around waiting to die is exactly that, waiting to die.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing really productive. So I love what you do, and I love the fact that you can do it at any age, any time. And so thank you so much. Before I let you go, what's the message that you would want to leave everybody with, other than the fact that they should go get the book Cellular Neurogenesis Brain Study that you wrote, the last one? Other than that, what would be your message that you would want to leave?
I think I've said it, and I'm going to repeat it. You have come with a miraculous system and an innate ability to heal. You're meant to live hundreds of years, and you can. That possibility is there. And then I'd like you to really evaluate, what would I do if I lived an extra 75 years, an extra 90 years, an extra 100 years, an extra 150 years? What would I do? Because I think that if you can get to the thing that's resisting the joy of living longer, I think that we're going to have a much more fruitful and productive society. I think that we're going to make huge strides in our humanity and our love for each other in our healing the race, the whole human race. But it starts from inside, and it starts from more conscious awareness of who you are and why you came to be here and what could you contribute if you really did live an extra 100 years. What would you do? What would you do with that extra time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Great message. And what would you do today, not knowing also just what's going to happen tomorrow, without even knowing whether you're going to live one more day or 100 years? What are you going to do today? So you're saying the potential is you can do anything you want if you want to do it.
Well, yeah, it's a funny thing. I died twice and pushed myself back into my body and came back.
Yeah,
and
I don't
have
know.
This,
I think
like,
that's hard.
You die a couple times, and believe me, you just live your life. You do, you know, you do as much as you can possibly do all the time, because you know. I actually feel like I'm the master of death right now. I'm not going to die until I'm ready to die. When I say
I
yes,
believe that,
then I'll go. Mm-hmm. And not before.
I do believe that. I do believe that we all do have to ultimately surrender to death if we're going to die. We have to surrender. If this life is over, we get to avoid. You have to make a decision. When you're so sick, you either don't want to live like sick anymore, or you want to go on fighting. I know what that feels like. I've gone through that. But what I don't know is how it would feel if we lived another 100 years extra. That would be an interesting perspective.
Yeah. Well, I think you have to get past the group depression. Because I think there's a group depression that says, I don't want to get old and crippled and, you know, ugly, whatever that is, whatever people think about age. And when you get past that and you start thinking, what if I could live a beautiful, youthful life and look like I'm in my 30s or 40s when I'm 200 years old? And what if I could have
my
flexibility in my joints and my mind working well? And then that makes the whole process a whole lot easier to imagine now. What could I contribute? How could I make the world a better place?
Beautifully said. Could not have said it better myself. So, everybody, if you want to hear more, get the book by Julie Renee Doring called Cellular Neurogenesis Brain Study, Significant Success of a New Protocol, from brain rejuvenation expert Julie Renee Doring. And if you have any kind of questions or any comments that you want to forward to Julie, you can go ahead and email me at tippytalkshow.com, at tippytalkshow@gmail.com. And also, you can go directly to the website that we've already told you a couple of times. If you don't remember, definitely contact me. I will send you to it. I'll send you a link. Julie, thank you so much for joining us. It's been totally my pleasure, and I'm going back to reading more about the brain tonight. Thank you for motivating me to do that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, God bless you, and God bless everyone who's listening.
God bless you, too. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, everybody. My name is Tippi Feldenstein. Today, we've been talking to Julie Renee Doring about brain cell regeneration. Can't think of anything more exciting or more important. Have a great night, everybody.
all go running, we all.